Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I'd invite you at this time to get your Bibles and turn to Genesis chapter 45. We're in the midst of a lesson about Joseph, the preserver of his people, one of the great men of the Old Testament. And so in studying this, we're looking at this time when Joseph revealed himself to his brothers and the things that followed after that. And we've been on this lesson for a few days, and we'll probably finish this lesson up today and move on from Joseph to Moses. But now turn to Genesis chapter 45, and in just a few minutes, I'm going to be reading from verse 3, and we'll follow up on the things that we've been talking about concerning this lesson. Now, while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located about halfway between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday morning Bible study at 9 a.m., and then follow that by our Sunday morning worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're looking at a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday of April 15th, 1923. Now, if you have your Bible, follow along with me. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version, and we'll begin in Genesis chapter 45, and I'm going to read verses 3 through 8, and then we'll turn to Elam's notes in that regard. So, Genesis 45 and verse 3. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, Come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me thither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and there are yet 5 years in which there shall be neither plowing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you, a remnant in the earth, and to save you alive by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me thither, but God, and he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Elam's note says, God made Joseph 3 things. 1, a father to Pharaoh. 2, lord in all his house. And 3, a ruler over all the land of Egypt. It is only conjecture that the word father was the name of an office in Egypt. It would seem to us no more than an advisor or a guide or someone that is considered superior in wisdom. A term of respect in that Pharaoh looked up to Joseph as one he could count on to receive wisdom like that he would receive from a father. And then we read in Genesis 45 and verse 9, Haste ye, and go up to my father, and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, and tarry not. Joseph urged his brethren to hasten back to his father in Canaan with a glad message of his good fortune, and a generous invitation, Come down unto me, and tarry not. Joseph never forgot his father. That he was lord of all Egypt showed that he had the power to sustain Jacob and his family. In Genesis 45:10-11 we read, And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children and thy flocks and thy herds and all that thou hast, and there will I nourish thee, for there are yet 5 years of famine. Lest thou come to poverty, thou and thy household, and all that thou hast. Goshen, according to Clark's commentary, was the most easterly province of Lower Egypt, not far from the Arabian Gulf, lying next to Canaan. For Jacob went directly thither when he came to Egypt. At Goshen, Jacob remained until Joseph visited him, chapter 46 and verse 48. It is also called the land of Ramses in Genesis 47:11, from a city of that name, which was the metropolis of the country. It was the best of the land of Egypt, and was suitable for flocks and herds. We read in the book of Genesis, chapter 47 and verse 6, "The land of Egypt is before thee. The best of the land make thy father and thy brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen let them dwell. And if thou knowest any able men among them, then make them rulers over my cattle." And then Genesis 47 and verse 11, "Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramses, as Pharaoh had commanded." And then Genesis 46, verses 28 through 34, "And he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to show the way before him unto Goshen. And they came to the land of Goshen, and Joseph made ready his chariot, and went up to meet his father to Goshen, and he presented himself to him, and fell on his neck, and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said unto Joseph, Now let me die, since I have seen thy face, and thou art alive. And Joseph said unto his brethren, and to his father's house, I will go up and tell Pharaoh, and I will say unto him, My brethren and my father's house, who were in the land of Canaan, are coming to me. And the men are shepherds, for they have been keepers of cattle. And they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you and shall say, What is your occupation? That you shall say, Thy servants have been keepers of cattle from our youth even till now, both we and our fathers, that we may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians." Jacob was directed to bring all his household, his children, and his children's children, his flocks, and his herds, and all he had. "For," said Joseph, "there are yet 5 years of famine. Should Joseph not do this, all would come to poverty. But near Joseph, all would be nourished and preserved." And so Genesis chapter 45, verses 12 and 13 read, "And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my youth that speaketh unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen. And ye shall haste and bring down my father hither." Again, Joseph assured his brethren that he was their brother Joseph, and he meant all this. He said, "Behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you." Before this, he had spoken through an interpreter. Therefore, he urged his brethren to hasten and bring down his father to Egypt. In Genesis 45, verses 14 and 15, it says, "He fell on the neck of his brother Benjamin and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck, and he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him." Then Joseph first embraced and kissed Benjamin, weeping for joy. And he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him, assured of his love and forgiveness, that they were relieved of the embarrassment and felt free to enter into conversation with him. Now Joseph's brethren begged him for pardon. And in this connection, we should read the remaining of the chapters of Genesis, particularly Genesis chapter 50, verses 15 through 26. And I want to read that to you now. These are the closing verses of the book of Genesis. It says in Genesis chapter 50 and verse 15, "And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, 'It may be that Joseph will hate us and will fully requite us all the evil which we did to him.' And they sent a message unto Joseph, saying, 'Thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall you say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee now, the transgression of thy brethren and their sin, for that they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the transgression of all the servants of the God of thy father.' And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, 'Behold, we are thy servants.' And Joseph said unto them, 'Fear not, for am I in the place of God? And as for you, ye meant evil against me, but God meant it for good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore fear ye not. I will nourish you and your little ones.' And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. And Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children and the third generation, the children also of Malchar, the son of Manasseh, which were born upon Joseph's knees. And Joseph said unto his brethren, 'I die, but God will surely visit you and bring you up out of this land into the land which he sware unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob.' And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, 'God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry my body, my bones from hence.' So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him and put him in a coffin in Egypt." You see, Pharaoh concurred in Joseph's proposition to remove Jacob and all his family into Egypt. And Jacob remained in Egypt 17 years. And then Jacob died. Before he died, he exacted a promise from Joseph to carry his body back to Cana for burial. Also, Jacob blessed Joseph's sons. Joseph obtained permission to carry out his father's request. He and his brethren buried Jacob in the land of Canaan. Joseph's brethren, with guilty consciences, could not fully realize his sincerity. They thought Joseph had spared them for their father's sake. These brethren made the statement that Jacob, before his death, had commanded Joseph to forgive them. They had greatly improved since they sold Joseph, as we have seen. They declared that they were the servants of God, servants of the God of Jacob, and asked forgiveness for their sins. Their reference to their father asking forgiveness in sincerity and patience, and their manifest dependence upon Joseph, caused him again to weep. He wept in compassion for them, verses 16 and 17. His brethren fell down before his face and confessed that they were his servants. And once more Jacob's dream was fulfilled. Joseph said unto them, "Fear not," verse 19. He fully assured them that he had forgiven them and that he would take no vengeance. But as he declares in verse 21, he would nourish them and their little ones. "Am I in the place of God?" By this question, Joseph seemed to mean that he was not God to take vengeance. They were accountable to God for their sins, and they should seek forgiveness from him. This is a great lesson now for all who would think they can never forgive others or get over real injuries. You can, and Joseph is an example that shows the way. Now, we're going to begin this program tomorrow, and we're going to see how God overrules evil for good. We're going to see where it said in verse 20, how Joseph said to his brethren, "Ye meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. So be back in class tomorrow.